I want to write a poem about you, but the words just never come. I want to tell you that I changed and become someone new, a whole other person that I didn't understand and didn't recognize anymore, and we didn't fit together, no matter how hard we tried to connect our pieces when we pressed as hard as we could on the edges trying to force them down, but they just bent and frayed until the whole puzzle was broken and we had to throw it away. I want to write a poem about you, but my thoughts never group as I try to tell you that I didn't know you, even though I had known you for most of my life. I would sit and try to answer the questions of who you were and who we were, but the solutions were not there, and they had never even existed, though they had always been present as I kept changing and you remained exactly the same, and we both refused to see that I needed wings and you needed a silk cocoon. I want to write a poem about you, but I just don't know how to explain that I had grown to dislike you, and that hurt more than anything else in the whole wide world, perhaps in all the worlds that ever were and ever will be, and I couldn't face that anymore because you are my best friend, and I can't comprehend a world without you, but parts of me were dying no matter how hard I tried to keep them alive, and you were withering as well, and the world we had created for just the two of us was facing extinction. I want to write a poem about you, but the words I need to speak are ones that should never be spoken, because they dwell in the archives of a place that is locked with bitterness and love, and the two stand guard over all the memories that I never remember, though I think about them all the time, until I wonder if they really happen, or if I'm seeing a future that evolves the way I want it to be, though I don't really wish for that at all, because to get there I had to fly away on my new wings while you curled up in your cocoon. I want to write a poem about you, but the letters refuse to perform for me as I watch you emerge from your silken wrapping, a better and braver person who has a whole new respect for who he is and keeps impressing me with who he is becoming, and our smiles return again and our friendship buds a new life, and we rip off the package of a new puzzle, one with millions of parts that will take years to piece together because you are down there and I am up here and our worlds only collide when we're floating. I want to write a poem about you. I want to tell you that I like you again, and that makes me cry at night but laugh during the day. And both are good and needed because that's better than not crying and not laughing, which is what I did when I hated you and our puzzle had been suffocating in a dusty box we kept in the basement that we never entered because we claimed the cobwebs felt icky in our hair. But now we brave the abandoned spider's home, which I think is a metaphor of some sort. I want to write a poem about you. One that admits that I gave up on us, though I'll never give up because giving up is what someone had to do to save us both, which it did, though it also killed us, so that we are rebuilding who we are from the ashes of what we were. And these new creations blow my mind away, and I sit and stare at you and I see all the answers of what makes you, you. And I like what I see, and it's because it's not what I wanted you to be all these years, because your version of yourself is improved and far exceeds anything I could have imagined. I want to write a poem about you, one that can't fix anything because the pain that comes from breaking is what is needed for healing, though I don't know if anything can be truly spliced together anymore because I prefer who we are as separate, better, even though it hurts more than anything else in the whole wide world, perhaps in all the worlds that ever were and ever will be, but I can face it now and you can too, and our friendship will continue to create endless worlds, and the pieces of us will always form a puzzle, though we can never be whole again, and there will always be spiders building homes. But the future is unwritten, just like this poem.